This Ben Fordham podcast is brought to you by NatureBee. Give it a go and live a longer, healthier, happier life. Get 3 months supply for only $59.95 with an extra month for free, plus free delivery. Visit naturebee.com or call 1-800-147-009.
More than 1,000 buildings in New South Wales have been red flagged as part of a crackdown on dangerous cladding. The state government has unveiled a 10-point fire safety plan. In the wake of London's devastating Grenfell Tower disaster, which saw at least 80 people killed last month, I don't think anyone will forget the images out of London of the fire just jumping and racing its way up that building, and it did so via the cladding outside. There are fears that many buildings in New South Wales are fitted with the same material. Matt Keen is the New South Wales Minister for Better Regulation, and he joins us on the line. Matt Keen, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben.
More than 1,000 buildings in New South Wales have been red flagged. What does that mean?
Ben, we've identified 1,011 buildings that could potentially have cladding on them. Now, it's important to remember that not all cladding is bad. But what the New South Wales government is doing is in the process of writing to each of those buildings that's been identified and encouraging owners to check whether or not the cladding is compliant. We've got serious concerns and we want to make sure that everyone in this state is as safe as possible in their home.
Okay, just so we don't unnecessarily worry people, when we talk about more than 1,000 buildings that have been red flagged here, are there buildings with cladding that's non-flammable cladding, or is all cladding the same kind of risk as what we saw in London?
Absolutely, Ben. It's cladding in and of itself is not bad. And there's plenty of cladding, plenty of homes covered in cladding that is perfectly fine. So we don't need to worry people. What we want to do is just check whether or not the cladding is flammable. And if it is, that's not dangerous in and of itself, provided that there are appropriate fire systems in place, sprinklers, exits, the building's been built appropriately, and we've got some of the best fire standards in the country here. So what you saw at in the UK is not going to happen here in New South Wales, but we are going to leave no stone unturned, and we're going to do whatever it takes to keep people safe. And that's why we've identified these 1,000 properties. We're writing to the property owners. We're encouraging them to get a check of the fire safety of the cladding, because we want to make sure people have peace of mind and we want to make sure that people are safe in this state.
All right, we'll talk again once you get some results back. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Good on you, Ben. Thank
Matt Keen, the New South Wales Minister for Better Regulation, joining us on the line.